prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. For those of you listening who actually saw my Facebook Live broadcast, we will start doing Facebook Live broadcasts of the show probably sometime next week. We're getting set up for it now. Thank you so much for all the kind comments on that Facebook Live. That was very impromptu. I had the camera in the wrong spot. I just decided 2 minutes before the show that I would do it. Very exciting. We have a great show planned today. Today's show is number 2,000. This is a milestone for the show. We're going to be talking about one of my favorite topics with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini for Science for Humans, the Great White, parenthetically dairy. Then, unsaturated fatty acids may reverse aging in the obese. We'll be talking with Dr. Heredia Benedicte a little bit later in the show. But without further delay, we'll run his theme music.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
How you doing, Dr. J?
Hey, I'm doing good. So you had some fun out there at the Arnold, huh?
It's a madhouse. You know what it's like. It's terrible. I mean, if it wasn't for seeing the people that you don't see all year long, I don't know why people go.
I was glad that you went live so much on Facebook. I didn't feel bad that I wasn't there. I could see everything going on.
Well, ironically, I couldn't go live the day that everything was happening because so many people were going live and using their phones that there was no bandwidth. You couldn't connect to anything.
Oh, that's right. You had the good stuff, eating the beef and all that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. The good, the important things. And we're going to be talking about one of those important things today when we talk about dairy. Dairy gets a bad rap, doesn't it? Especially in the bodybuilding community.
You know, dairy, I think, has just had a bad rap all the way around, even from the health food community, but especially the bodybuilding, and I think sports in general. I don't know why. I mean, you know, thinking about way back in the old days, I had done a story on what Arnold Schwarzenegger ate, and they ate dairy. You know, they.
Arnold said in Pumping Iron, remember? The infamous comment. Milk is for babies.
But you know what? He drank milk. He ate cottage cheese. He ate a lot of cottage cheese. His diet, you know, usually had one or two meals of cottage cheese. And I remember, you know, him telling me how, you know, early on he had a farmer that he'd go and get raw milk.
Right.
I mean, he'd literally drink it right out the nib.
And that's because Armand Tanny, Vince Gironda, Jack LaLanne, all these guys were telling their bodybuilders, drink raw milk, drink raw cream.
Yep. Yeah. And, you know, this is funny because somebody the other day said something to me like, oh, your theories are old school. And I was like, what does old school mean? I mean, there's no such thing as old school. You know, there are things that work that we have abandoned,
right?
You know, like dairy. I mean, you know, for these athletes, you know, who don't want dairy now, you know, everyone's eating high fat, low, no carbs. Well, you know, last week it was high carbs and no protein. I mean, you know, things change, fats change, but when you look back at, you know, especially dairy products, you know, what it contains. I don't know about you, but if I'm ever in a pinch and I didn't bring my protein powder and I don't have any food, I will go get milk.
Right.
I mean, you get your protein, you get your fat, and you get your carbohydrates.
Right.
I mean, it's a perfect meal replacement, you know.
Well, and the anti-milk people always say humans are the only ones that drink milk after child, you know, the infancy years. And what they fail to realize is that that's because we know how to milk cows. If dogs could milk cows.
Well, exactly.
They drink milk. I mean, it's the silliest thing. If you put a bowl of milk down on the floor, any animal will come and lap it up. So we're also the only beings on the planet that eat Hot Pockets and you know, and make food and put it in boxes. So what does that prove?
Oh, You know, and it just shows their real ignorance, you know. I mean, okay, I understand some people have a lactose intolerance, so you're not going to drink milk. Well, you can still take a lactate enzyme and you can drink milk. But for those people out there that just, you know, again, don't like milk because of what you said, ridiculous.
Well, here's another point that people fail to realize. Milk is the only food made by nature to be a food, number one. Number two, it's the only food made by nature that is cross-species compatible. You can drink camel's milk. You can raise a baby on cow's milk. You can raise a baby cow on human milk if you could produce enough of it. You could raise a baby on rat milk if you know what I mean? It's like milk is cross-species compatible.
And it's the only food, so to say, that is complete meal.
Yes.
I mean, you look at all of our other meal sources, you know, and again, nothing against vegans and all that. I mean, I'm not bad-mouthing them. But, you know, to say again that milk is no good, it doesn't do anything, it's bad for you, you're killing the environment. No, you're not. I mean, it's great. And, you know, from milk, which is where we get all of our protein powders.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, so what makes a protein powder good if milk is no good?
That is critical thinking at its best, what you just said.
Yeah.
So what about this notion that a lot of bodybuilders believe that milk makes your skin thick?
No. You know, I mean, sometimes, so when I was training, I would go off dairy products at about 6 weeks to 8 weeks. And the only reason why is because, you know, sometimes dairy has a tendency to bloat you a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And again, when you're in that final stage of dieting, you know, you don't want anything that can skew how you're looking in the mirror. That's the only reason that we would go off dairy. It doesn't make your skin thick. I mean, if anything, dairy makes your skin healthy looking, your complexion beautiful. But again, I think that's an old wise tale that, oh, drink milk and makes your skin thick. How can you make your skin thick?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, exactly.
The same way you can't make your skin thin, you know.
Yeah, think good point.
But what people, I think, forget about is, you know, that thin layer of skin, the fat underneath it and the water underneath it is not skin. So if you've got thick skin, then you got body fat.
Right.
I remember early on somebody saying something to me that, oh, you're Italian, that's why you got such thin skin. I'm German, my skin is thick. And I'm like, no, all human skin is the same size.
Yeah.
I just don't have any fat, you know?
Yeah. So speaking about fat, people have gone to skim milk for years now, right? But now we're starting to understand that whole fat milk is actually better for us, right?
You know, and I'm a fat phobia person. You know, I had to get over that. I don't know how I got into that. But I come to realize that, you know, there are healthy fats out there that are good for you. Now, I still moderate my fats. But again, I moderate my protein and I moderate my carbohydrates. That's just good macro nutrition. But for the people that say, oh, I'm not going to drink whole milk because I'm going to get fat, we're now seeing research saying that the people who drink whole milk actually are the ones not obese, because those are good fats. You know, there are some important fatty acids that are that you find only in dairy that are actually healthy for you. And again, to have a glass or two of milk, or, you know, again, when we're talking about dairy, we're talking about cheese. I love cheese. I think cheese is great for you. You know, you got protein. You have all the benefits. It adds flavor. Now, if you're going to sit down and eat, you know, 20 pounds of cheese a day, you're going to get fat. But you know what? If you eat 20 pounds of red meat a day, you're going
to
get fat.
But wait a minute. Listen to this. We talked about this on Casual Friday a couple, 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
There's this doctor who hates cheese. He says cheese is the reason for obesity in the United States. He calls cheese dairy crack. He says that casein interacts with the brain the way a drug does, and so you overeat cheese and you get fat and it gives you heart disease. And he goes off on this whole tangent in this article. And then I just applied some critical thinking. I looked at the countries that eat the most cheese. Guess where they are? France, Switzerland, Norway, what was it? Italy. Wait a minute. So let me get this straight. The French eat 5 times more cheese than the Americans. We're all talking about the Mediterranean diet being so healthy, but yet cheese is not healthy. It doesn't play out. It doesn't make sense. So people love to go after dairy for some reason. I don't understand what it is, but here, cheese is actually linked to being lean. Yeah. People who eat more cheese tend to be leaner.
Well, they do. And here's the thing, you know, we got to keep in mind that not all dairy products are created equal. And what I mean is there's a difference between real cheese and fake cheese. There's a difference between real milk and fake milk. You know, when you look at this processed stuff that doesn't even melt, that's what people are eating. More people in the United States eat that fake cheese. They wouldn't even think of eating that cheese in Italy or Europe.
Right.
When my grandfather first came to this country from Italy, he told me a story that he went into an Italian restaurant and asked for Parmesan cheese, and they brought him out some stuff. He goes, "This isn't Parmesan cheese." And they're like, "Yes, it is." He goes, "No, it's not." It's like it was some fake mix of different, you know, different things with. He could taste the preservatives in it.
So when you buy that, you know, the pre-grated Parmesan cheese that they sell at the grocery store in a little jar
yep.
that you shake out.
Yep.
The second
yep.
ingredient in it is cellulose is wood shavings. Yep. They put sawdust in there to make it look like it's real cheese.
Potassium sorbate, you know, they add a preservative. Because, you know, a couple years ago, I got so fascinated with cheese, and I think I told you that I went and looked to see how to make cheese.
Right.
Now, I don't do it because it's a pain in the butt, but I wanted to figure out how is cheese made? I mean, you know, how do you make a good cheese? And I actually made some what they call just farm cheese. So, you know, again, when we're talking about cheese, we're talking about going to the natural grocery stores, you know, that you know this is real cheese. Folks, cheese starts in some kind of block. You know, it isn't these thin wrap slices.
Well, that you see, that so actually they're not even allowed to call that cheese. The FDA, in their divine wisdom, allows companies a category called cheese food. Velveeta falls into that. Those quote unquote slices of cheese that are wrapped in plastic because they're liquid when they put them in there. That is called cheese food. It's not cheese. It's cheese and other things mixed together.
But see, that's what Americans use as cheese. And again, you know, when you look about, you know, losing weight, the problem is people don't like the taste of food. When you're talking about eating healthy, everybody thinks you got to eat naked. You got to take a chicken breast and you got to boil it in water and that's healthy chicken. Man, no, you know, putting a little bit of cheese, especially I had looked for a long time and I finally found at our Lucky's Food Market an aged sharp provolone. I love that. It's got so much flavor, and you don't need a whole lot. You grate a little bit. But as you know, it just adds flavor to your food. Plus, you get, you know, calcium, vitamin D, you know, proteins. I mean, there are so many things that come from there. And I think that's what people forget about is all the things that are proven, you know, that you get from dairy-type products. You know, we already talked about complexion. You know, you want strong teeth, drink milk. I mean, you know, it's great.
Right.
Healthy bones. I mean, it's high in calcium. I think, you know, again, muscle growth, when you look at how much whey protein, milk proteins, bodybuilders drink, they actually drink more than they eat.
Right.
Those are all milk proteins.
Right.
Now, what's the difference? Okay, they take whole milk and they start filtering things out. But, you know, the problem is you're filtering out all these good things that you need
right.
To get a higher protein. Okay, that's great. I understand that. But unless you are getting ready for the Mr. Olympia or the Mr. America, you know, you got to incorporate some things in. But I can guarantee that all these guys in their off season, you know, they're adding fat.
Yes.
They're using dairy type products.
Whole dairy.
The other thing, too, is I think people confuse dairy with, like, yogurts. You know, when you look at a yogurt and you look at how much added sugar and fat and other ingredients, that's where dairy really starts getting a bad rap because,
yes.
you know, again, it has some good stuff in it. But you got to look for, you know, more of the natural yogurts, you know, the kefirs and things. And I'm sorry, I have this discussion all the time. There's no such thing as almond milk. I've never seen anybody milk a nut. You can milk what? Let me know. You know, soaking an almond or soaking a cashew.
Well, look
in
at
water
look at soy milk.
Is
I mean, that's another absurdity. Soy
yeah.
milk.
Yeah. It's sugar and fat, people. They add sugar and they add fat and they add natural flavorings, and then they claim they soak that nut in water and they put that water in there. You know, again, if you want to drink that, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it.
And I suspect the perpetuation of the incorrect message that dairy is bad for you is actually being
yep.
promoted by the soy milk, the almond milk, the rice
oh,
milk
yeah.
industry, because they don't want people drinking real milk. They want people to think that milk is bad. So let me tell you something. I'm not a real religious person, but there's a reason why in the Bible they use the term the land of milk and honey to imply abundance
yeah.
and optimal health and everything good, because milk and honey were
yep.
known to cause people to be ultra healthy. And we've been eating
yep.
dairy since the beginning of recorded history. And
yep.
nobody, and you can tell me that dairy is bad till the cows come home, no pun intended, but I'm not buying it, because all I know is when people get real milk, and I want to take a break and talk about this, when people get real milk, and I'm talking about cows that are raised on pastures that are not eating corn and grain and soy, cows that are raised on pastures, milked, and then that milk is given to people in its unadulterated, unpasteurized form.
Mm-hmm.
This is what real milk is. Let's do this. Let's take a break. And I want to come back and I want to address kefir and yogurt too, because
sure.
they also prove this point. So we're going to take one quick commercial break. You're listening to Science for Humans. Stay tuned.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well, adamandeve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It's not hard. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code GIFT30 at checkout and you'll get all 10 free gifts. Go check out adamandeve.com today. Select one item and get 10 free gifts, including free shipping, when you enter offer code GIFT30. That's GIFT30 at AdamandEve.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Fire in the sky. Stay tuned after Superhuman Radio today for the EFX on ESPN radio show that's broadcast not only in Billings, Montana, but here on the Superhuman Radio Network. Today's guest is Paul Callahan. He's a fitness expert over at Abiotic Factors and also supplement company. And Dr. Jeff and Brian Andrews interview him. That's their latest show. So that's after Supreme Radio today. So stay tuned for that. So, okay, two things. First of all, real milk is very different than the garbage they sell at the grocery store. Just the way we have cheese food, real milk is not what you get at your local Kroger store. Right?
Yes. Right.
So when you have a farmer that you buy milk from, which is what Armand Tanney did, what Jack LaLanne did, what Vince Gironda did, this is a totally different thing than that gallon of white stuff you pick up at the grocery store. Because here's why, yep. And this is the analogy. If you're driving home and you see a dead deer on the side of the road, you don't know how long it's been dead, would you bring that home? Chop it up, feed it to your family?
Heck no, man.
Okay.
Some people would.
Well, the milk that you buy at the grocery store is tantamount to picking up roadkill because it has been killed. Everything good about it has been extinguished. And they put it up on the shelf. And you bring that home and you have your kids drink it. Milk is a living thing. It has probiotics in it. It has immunoglobulins in it that improve the immune system. It has transporter enzymes that allow you to absorb the lactose and the protein. It has proline peptides and other types of peptides. It has all these active things in it that are killed when they pasteurize it. Now,
and I was going to mention one other thing, Carl. Do you know how they extend the shelf life? I might have told you this. The milk industry, it doesn't have to be on the label. They add hydrogen peroxide. Hydrogen peroxide is an antimicrobial,
right.
And I believe they can have up to 1 or 2% in that milk. That's why milk used to be a 1 week shelf life. Now I see milk that's like 3 months.
Jeff, when I was in the alarm business, I was putting in a camera system for a dairy farmer who somebody kept going to one of his outdoor sheds and stealing stuff from him, right?
Uh-huh.
So he told me a story. I was already drinking raw milk. He feeds raw milk to his kids. They drink raw milk. He told me a story. A friend of his was delivering a truckload of milk, you know, one of those big tanker trucks.
Uh-huh.
Pulled into the processing place, and they immediately open one of the lids, scoop some of it out, and they do a pathogen test on it.
Uh-huh.
And the milk had way too many pathogens in it. You know what they told him? We can't buy this milk. Wink, wink. The guy drove away, same truck full, went to the local convenience store, bought a few gallons of Clorox,
Oh, I dumped it in.
This is the truth. He poured them in and then drove the truck around for an hour so it would all slosh around. He went back a couple hours later, same guy. What's the probability of him emptying and refilling his truck in a couple hours? Zero.
Yeah.
They tested again. Yeah, the milk's fine. They bought it. So this, you know, this nonsense of what they do to milk is just horrible today.
Well, it is. And, you know, what you got to remember is you said something key. If you're going to get raw milk, you need to get it and drink it. You know, don't buy it from someone who claims they got raw milk. You got to get a farmer that you know that, you know, milk that cow fresh today.
Yes.
Because, again, you know, there's no antimicrobials. Similar to, you know, I'm getting now, you know, raw organic eggs. You know, there is some shelf life to that. I don't know what they do to the eggs in the store that last for 3 months or whatever, but, you know, they got to be nuking them or doing something.
Right.
But, you know, things in its raw form, you know, organics, they don't last. I mean, they do go bad. So, again, drink it all up, man. You know, they milk those cows every day.
Well, and if dairy's so bad, how did we come to want to use probiotics today? Originally, the real way we got probiotics was kefir and yogurt.
Yeah. Well, and there are probiotics, you know, look at colostrum. I mean, you know, when you think about what that is, I mean, that's the milk that comes out of the cow in the first 20 minutes or something. So, again, you know, when they start milking that cow, man, you're getting all that immune-building thing.
Yes.
I mean, all the disease fighters. I mean, there's a reason why we breastfeed kids.
Yes.
Every species does it, you know. So why do we quit? Well, okay, we understand the human body, you know, quits producing milk after a certain time. But that's why the good Lord put cows out there, so we can continue getting that milk,
yes,
man.
Hey, okay, so we only have a few minutes. I want to cover A1 and A2 casein, but I want to also mention something else that you wanted to talk about. If you don't like cow's milk, there's goat's milk. And guess what's new?
Yep.
I'm making a prediction. Camel's milk is almost identical to human milk, and you're going to start seeing camel's milk products in the next couple years on the market.
Yeah, you know, I saw something about camel's milk that it actually contains more healthy things than even cow's milk.
Yes.
And it's supposed to be a little bit sweeter. Let's just make sure we get some camels here and they're not shipping it from overseas and pasteurizing it and then nuking it and chlorinating it and all that.
Okay, real quick. So we've learned a lot in the past decade about the different types of casein that come from different breeds of cow, okay?
Right.
Holsteins and Guernseys, which were predominantly raised and created for the dairy industry, and then Jerseys. So the Jerseys, they produce a different type of casein than the Guernseys do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that, the beta A1 and A2. We're finding out that, one, the casein is pro-inflammatory, and the other, the casein is anti-inflammatory.
Yeah, so again, you know, having those A1 and A2 proteins, for those of you who do drink dairy and you get bloated, it's because of that protein source. I think the A1 is the one you want to look for, and I'm not sure, which cows do those come from, Carl? Because
Jerseys.
So they're supposed to be now identifying that. Now, whether or not, you know, anybody's going to fall through with it. Because, again, you may not be lactose intolerant. You may just have, like, a casein issue. And if you look for that A1 protein source, disappears.
And the reality is that the original cow was the Brahmin or Brahmin, okay? That's the original cow. All these other cows that we have today were selectively bred from that. If you can get that original cow, which the Jersey is very close to, you're safer with that quality of milk because of the beta A1 casein in it. So, and that's an important.
We need to go buy us a Jersey cow, put it in our backyard, and get our own milk. You
know? Yes,
that might be the best.
Well,
way, right?
I get my milk because I'm part of a cow share. See, the government allows you to drink your own cow's milk. That's how we get around pasteurization. So I own a share of a cow,
right?
That gives me the right to buy a gallon a week of milk.
Yep.
So just go find the cow share program in your area. That's the answer.
So there you go. Drink milk. It's good for you.
It's good for you. It is. It is good. Don't be afraid of milk and drink full fat milk. Dr. J, always bringing the truth. I love it.
That's what we do. Real quickly, I know we're out of time. Next Wednesday, the 15th, Supplement Santa will be live, so you want to make sure you check me out at 7 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, Wednesday the 15th.
What are you giving away this time?
Man, this time is going to be a bunch, about a year's worth of supplements, throwing in some natural freak gear, and as always, a wad of cash.
There you go. Check it out, Supplement Santa on Facebook. All right, Dr. J, thanks a lot, brother.
Take care. Bye-bye.
See you next week. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about fats some more, specifically unsaturated fatty acids and how they could actually protect against advanced aging in the obese. Stay tuned.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514. Again, 1-800-516-0514.
Alaskans agree that Sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice Sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It's not hard. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code GIFT30 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts. Go check out adamandeve.com today. Select one item and get 10 free gifts, including free shipping, when you enter offer code GIFT30. That's GIFT30. At adamandeve.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Oh, baby. H to the is O, B to the is A.
Welcome back. H to the is O. You know, fats are really front and center in nutrition today. But like all things, the story is a little more complicated than just saying, oh, all fat is good. Just the way it was way more complicated than back in the day when we said all fat is bad. So my next guest is Dr. Fatima Heredia Benedicte. How you doing, Dr. Benedicte?
Hi. Hi, good afternoon.
Welcome. And you recently published a paper about unsaturated fatty acids and how they may reverse the aging effect of the obese. And obviously obesity is a worldwide problem today. And anything we can do to mitigate some of the physiologically damaging effects of being obese, it's an important discussion. Why this study? What questions needed to be answered for you to do this study? And then we'll talk about how the study was designed.
Yeah, well, the origin of the study was a few years ago. It came from a national initiative by the Spanish government, in collaboration with a group of industries. So they created a consortium, and they put all these industries together that were interested in developing new food products for the management of body weight and obesity, for the prevention of obesity. So basically, this government initiative put in contact the companies with a group of research groups from all over Spain, from universities and research centers from all over Spain, and a lot of different projects were designed and were implemented. All this was called the Pronouns Project. And our group at the time teamed up with two other companies three companies to do three different projects to design products in order to manage body weight or prevent the development of obesity. And one of these projects was the company BTSA. And we wanted to try the effect or to test the effect of certain types of unsaturated fats on obesity, on cardiovascular and immunological parameters associated with obesity.
So that was the origin. What were the markers of advanced aging that were used as targets for success?
Well, originally, we were not aiming at studying aging. It's something that we observed. The project was designed, we were using this animal model with a high-fat diet, and these mice would develop obesity. And then the high-fat diet would be supplemented with either monounsaturated fatty acid or omega-3 polyunsaturated fatty acid. And the main focus at the moment was to observe if cardiovascular complications and metabolic complications and immunological complications that could be linked to obesity reversed. So when we started studying the immunological parameters in all these mice, one thing that was coming and that's being observed is that the changes that we were seeing in our groups had been described in the literature previously associated with aging. For example, one of the things we observed was all these markers of oxidative stress were increased in animals suffering from obesity compared to the control animals who had received a normal diet. And that this increase in oxidative stress is a trait that we can see also with aging.
Right.
And for example, there were other parameters that were affecting the function of certain leukocytes, certain white blood cells. But instead of studying the cells in the blood, we studied the cells in the spleen, which is a main immune organ. And some of these cells had changed the function. For example, the capacity to move in response to a chemical messenger, like some immune cells do, to move towards the site of an injury or the site of an infection in response to chemical messengers, to cytokines. So this capacity to move was altered. And in some models of aging, the same alteration was observed.
Interesting.
Other example, yeah?
No, I was just saying that's interesting because we know that wound healing is becomes less effective as one becomes older. And so I can see why that would be a marker for advanced aging. What other things did you look at?
But another example would be another marker of aging, but it's also linked to a lot of non-communicable diseases today, is the incapability of the body to resolve an inflammatory response. So whenever we have an infection or an injury, there is a whole cascade of an inflammatory response which involves resolving that injury or that infection. And in normal circumstances, then once the problem is solved, then the inflammatory response ceases. But then in situations like obesity, some cardiovascular conditions, aging as well, what we are observing is that the inflammatory response doesn't resolve. So there is a chronic inflammatory state.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also related to these changes. Another change we observed was a decreased function of the natural killer cells. Natural killer are a type of immune cells that are the first line of defense against tumors, for example. So if the natural killer cells have a diminished capacity or diminished functionality, then the body is less capable of fighting tumors. So that's also a trait of aging. And that seems to be also a trait that aging has in common with obesity.
Did you look at anything that had to do with mitochondrial function? Because obviously that changes with age as well.
Yeah, no, that would have been great, but that was a bit outside the expertise of the groups involved.
Okay.
So no, we didn't have a chance to look at mitochondrial function.
So how was the study designed? I know that you use rodents. You fed them a high fat diet and made them fat first, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then did you give some of them unsaturated fatty acids in their diet and the other ones you did not?
Yeah, so we have four groups of rodents, four groups of mice, and from an early age, three of the groups started receiving this high-fat diet. One of the objectives was to start at an early age because we have observed in humans, for example, we observed a transition in the dietary patterns that takes place between childhood and adulthood. It's mainly around the teenage year when we start changing our lifestyle habits more than any other time in our life. And normally it's for the worse. You know, we start eating a bit worse, we start being less active. So we wanted to try this model of early induction of obesity. So three out of the four groups received a high-fat diet for a period of 8 weeks. Once the obesity had been established, we took one of these obese groups and we added a supplement of a synthetic derivative of oleic acid. It's called 2-hydroxyoleic acid. So we supplemented the diet with this synthetic derivative. And in another group, we supplemented the diet with an extract of omega-3 fatty acid. And then we gave this diet for another 6 weeks. And then we studied all these after the 6 weeks. So in total, was approximately 14 weeks of treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fourth group continued during the whole time of the study with the normal diet suitable for rodents.
Okay. One of the challenges for me to overcome whenever I see studies like this, and I love the study, and the study is good, but the way the media interprets this, and just today, the media has been promoting a study, I want to say, that came out of Tufts University. I think that's what it was, but maybe I'm wrong, here in the United States, implicating certain things that are good for health and certain things that are bad for health. And so
to be more specific, so you oleic acid, we find that in olive oil. The omega-3 fatty acids you use, were these plant sources or were these triglyceride-bound sources from fish?
It was fish sources. Okay. It was from anchovies.
Okay, and this is why part of the problem I have today is that in order for science to be promoted, it must go through people who write articles, not scientists. Yeah. This is why I have scientists on my show as opposed to someone interpreting research, because the promotion of this article is vegetable oils are good. But
I know.
But that's not true, because corn oil and soybean oil are much higher in omega-6 fatty acids than omega-3s, and they are pro-inflammatory. And everything that you've talked about up to this point as being a marker for advanced aging can be traced back to chronic inflammation. So,
yeah,
and
exactly.
So what you're talking about here isn't just unsaturated fatty acids. You're talking about triglyceride-bound fish oil fatty acids and omega-3s and olive oil, which leaves all of that other crap out. But somehow that crap wants to get into this discussion and say, well, see, canola oil is good for you. No, canola oil is not good for you. Just because it's a vegetable oil or a seed oil doesn't mean it's good for you.
But it also doesn't mean it's bad for you. You said the omega-6 fatty acids have this more pro-inflammatory nature. They are actually the precursors for pro-inflammatory molecules like eicosanoids. But we need both. We need the balance between omega-6 and omega-3 fatty acids, because also if we had an imbalance towards too much fatty omega-3 in detriment to omega-6, we would have other sorts of issues.
Yes, yes. Inflammation is very important to the body. There's no doubt about it. Healing doesn't happen without it. And in fact, people who experience an imbalance in too much omega-3 and not enough omega-6s and 9s, they actually start to have cognitive problems that look like dementia. So I'm not saying that inflammation needs to be eradicated. But as you point out, there's a balance. There's a healthy balance of push and pull between pro and anti-inflammation. And your study talks about olive oil and fish oil, and that is what the study should, when the people in the marketing department write these press releases, instead of saying unsaturated fatty acids, which people think, oh, I use corn oil, that's unsaturated fatty acid. No, 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 no.
Exactly.
This should have said olive oil and fish oil, not unsaturated fat. But that's not between you and me. That's the media. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah, and I've had some issues with all the media making echo of this research, and then when I came across what they had reported, any similarity with the actual research was coincidence. There were a report, can't remember, I'm not going to say the name of the media in case I'm getting it wrong, but they quoted me as saying that eating two portions of fish a week would reverse the immunological alterations associated with obesity, and these alterations were caused by junk food. When I had been talking to the journalist on the phone, saying, we didn't make the study in humans, we didn't study eating two portions of fish a week, and we didn't study junk food, so I cannot
say that
without running a clinical trial myself.
Right.
But of course, some of the findings we have can have a translation into humans. But research needs to be done.
It may in fact be that eating two or three servings, you know, 6 to 8 ounce servings of good wild salmon a week may in fact mitigate or at least offset some of the damages associated with obesity and chronic inflammation. But that study hasn't been done. So trying to extrapolate that from this mouse model study is reckless, and the media does it all the time. And that's why people who want the truth listen to this show, because we don't pander on this show. We tell the truth so people can make informed decisions. And on that note, we have to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to get deeper into this research and what it really means. So stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
There
are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. We're talking right now with Dr. Fatima Heredia Benedicte about a recent study that implicates olive oil and fish oil, and obviously fish high in omega-3s. I don't want to fall prey to the same thing that I am disgusted by here, may actually benefit those who are obese by perhaps mitigating or offsetting some of the pro-inflammatory advanced aging effects of obesity. So let's talk about for a second, these mice. So what was observed in the mice that were given the omega-3 fatty acids and the healthy olive oil extracts? What did you notice in them? Did they appear differently, or was it just when you tested
for these skin markers and stuff like that that you saw things? Were they more active? Were they have better shiny coats? Anything else observed?
Well, the main, when it comes to appearance, the morphology, the main difference is when they were leaner. But I need to mention briefly that we didn't use an olive oil extract. The fish extract, yes, for the omega-3 polyunsaturated fat. But instead of an olive oil extract, what we used was a synthetic derivative of oleic acid. So okay. You cannot actually find this fatty acid in food.
Right. Right.
It's not naturally occurring in olive oil, but it's a chemical change from oleic acid.
Okay.
So that one, actually, the best of the reversion of the symptoms happened with the synthetic derivative of oleic acid rather than with the omega-3 fatty acid. So they both could revert some of the changes partially, but the 2-hydroxyoleic acid was more effective in reverting the alterations. The first thing we noticed is that, as I said, the mice were leaner. And especially in the case of the mice supplemented with the 2-hydroxyoleic acid, that they had lost most of the body fat gain with a high-fat diet.
Interesting. So, and the markers for inflammation that you were looking at, these markers were also lower in the supplemented group?
Well, in this case, we did not find significant differences because the variability of the results obtained in the specific inflammatory markers in blood was quite high. So in this case, when it comes to systemic inflammation, we cannot say for certain that these fatty acid supplements were reducing the systemic inflammation. We observed the improvements in the spleen, in the immune cells in the spleen. But as I said, the cytokines in the blood did not show significant differences.
Why do you think that is? Well, I find that counterintuitive. Do you think that inflammation? So recently, you know, we've talked about autophagy on this show for many, many years, and now we're starting to understand that there is a baseline autophagy that's occurring all the time in the human body. And then there are these spikes of activity that happen during fasted states, for instance. Do you think that looking at inflammatory markers in blood, for instance, or in tissue, doesn't really give us a snapshot of what is going on? There's some other magic happening that we are yet to unravel?
It's a very good question, and not so easy to answer right now. On the top of my head, what I would think, because I have observed this in other projects, in other studies, even when we describe obesity as a chronic inflammatory status, the inflammation associated with obesity originates in adipose tissue. So we actually may see different degrees of inflammation if we look at the adipose tissue than if we look at at blood or markers, circulating markers in the blood. So maybe the extent of the inflammation is greater in the adipose tissue and does not reflect properly in the circulation. That could be a reason. Another reason could also be, as I said, the variability. Normally, when you do an assay of cytokines, some of them have really high variability. Some of them circulate in very small amounts. So if you have a low concentration of a certain interleukin, of a certain cytokine, and the variability is great, it's very difficult at the statistical level to find significant differences. That doesn't mean there are no trends, or doesn't mean that there's not been an improvement in the tissue of inflammation, but it may not reflect as accurately in the blood. So I think it's good to, when analyzing biomarkers, it's good to look at circulation, but also at specific, more specific biomarkers that are related to the tissue that one wants to study.
I just had a thought, right? So if if I have a certain amount of tissue, let's say I have two samples, right? One is a volume of tissue, and the other is 1.5 times that same volume of tissue. And if I biopsied each of these pieces of tissue and saw that the amount of inflammatory markers in the biopsies are the same, I have to take into account the increased effects of the 1.5 times that tissue. Like let's say inflammatory markers are signals. So in sample A, I have X, and in sample B, I have 1.5 times X.
Mm-hmm.
So the signaling of the more mass is greater simply by volume. What if it turns out that we see the same levels of inflammatory markers in blood and in tissue when we do biopsies, but what we need to do is then times that by the mass of the tissue to get the true impact of chronic inflammation?
Yeah, that's what you normally do. When you analyzing that's why you analyze concentrations rather than absolute volumes or absolute amount. You need to always relate to the amount of sample that you are analyzing. For example, if you're harvesting adipocyte fat cells and you want to study secretions from the cells, like for example we did in this study, we were looking at release of leptin or release of adiponectin, or we were looking at the activity of certain enzymes. You always have to relate it in proportion of the mass of the sample or the total amount of protein in the sample.
Mm-hmm.
So there always has to be a reference to normalize the results. Otherwise, we could not compare.
And see, and chronic inflammation, when you think of it this way, actually makes sense on why it's worse in the obese. Because if you think of inflammation as an orchestra, and you mm-hmm. think of the immune system as the audience, and the orchestra is getting louder and louder and louder, and the audience is having a hard time paying attention to the music because it's so overmodulated now. And so the more tissue you have, the higher concentration of these pro-inflammatory markers you have, the louder the demand on the immune system becomes, and the immune system eventually just gives up. It just can't do it anymore. It can't pay attention to all the music because it's becoming more and more louder and louder and louder. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a very interesting way of putting it. I think it's a very good illustration. It could be a part of that, but at the same time, you can put it. You can consider another aspect is all these inflammatory markers in the adipose tissue have a purpose. Even when it may seem that it's a pathological secretion, they have a purpose. A lot of these inflammatory markers have the effect of inducing insulin resistance. So when you have an adipose tissue that keeps storing energy, that keeps expanding, the main signal for storing fat in the adipose tissue is insulin.
Mm-hmm.
So insulin is the hormone, the main anabolic hormone. So when insulin knocks at the door of the fat cells and say, guys, put up more glucose, put up more fatty acids, and keep storing triglycerides, that's what adipose tissue does. But if adipose tissue keeps expanding, there's going to be a point when it's going to be hypertrophied, and that's going to have pathological implications. So one of the purposes of these inflammatory markers is to stop adipose tissue from listening to insulin. So the idea, the original idea is good, so the intention is good, because if adipose tissue stops listening to insulin, it will stop storing more and more fat, so it will stop being hypertrophied.
Right.
And that will have a benefit, I should have a benefit for the adipose tissue. But that would be the case if us, as the owners of the adipose tissue, would stop overeating, or would stop subjecting our adipose tissue to an excess of nutrient loss that the body cannot cope with.
Mm-hmm.
So if that were the case, like if we eat less and then there's a less nutrient overload, then fine, then the inflammatory response would work and the situation could resolve. But if we maintain that situation of overloading with nutrients, those nutrients will have to go somewhere. And even if adipose tissue decides to stop taking them in, they will go somewhere else.
Right.
So sometimes that insulin resistance that is contributed by these inflammatory markers may stop the adipose tissue from putting on more fat or from storing more fat, but that fat is going to go somewhere else.
That's right.
That somewhere else could be the liver.
I was just going to say, non-fatty liver, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is on the rise, so that's where it could
exactly.
be going.
That's the situation. Everything is linked together, and as I say, it was a good intention in the original, a good mechanism, but a mechanism that doesn't work because we are not contributing to reducing the nutrient overload. So it's a bit of both. And as you say, probably because the inflammatory markers are still being secreted to try and stop that excess of nutrients to come into the adipose tissue, that might produce that terrible noise. And as you say, that it could be that the immune system goes a bit confused.
Yeah, it gets overwhelmed. So gets overwhelmed by the demands. You know, because this is also at the root. What people don't realize is the root of autoimmune AIDS. What is it called? AIDS, autoimmune immune deficiency syndrome.
Deficiency syndrome. Yeah.
Okay. At the root of AIDS is an overworked immune system to the point where the telomeres of these genes of the immune system, but from having to replicate over and over again, faster and faster, because the demands on the immune system are so high, they shorten until the immune system can no longer replicate what it needs, and it runs out of the immune system. So, at the root of the development of AIDS is an overworked immune system that eventually just can't keep up with the workload anymore. And so when you look at a lot of these chronic inflammatory diseases and these autoimmune deficiency type diseases, what you realize is the immune system is not this infinite thing. You can run it dry and not, and it won't respond anymore. And I really believe sometimes that a lot of the diseases related to chronic inflammation are those that exhaust the immune system's capacity. Because that's why when you're young, you're robust, you can deal with it. But as you get older and the immune system naturally starts to slow down, the gut in the flora changes, it's like, oh, I can't do this anymore. I'm not going to be able to do this anymore. And then it just stops. And then all of a sudden, you develop all of these symptoms that were there all along, but the immune system was capable of dealing with them, and now it's not any longer.
Well, that could be the case with all the systems in the body. As we get older, and the systems and the cells get older, the functionality, the peak of functionality is when we're young, around our 20s, and after that, it's all decline. And it's for us, it's for ourselves, and for every organ and system in our body.
I want to take our last...
But if we make the situation worse with an unhealthy lifestyle, unhealthy dietary patterns, or lack of physical activity, then we're going to accelerate. And actually, what we were observing in our study is that animals that were not that old were looking older, so were showing a prematurely aged immune function of... Yeah, what's showing signs of what we call premature immunosenescence.
Right.
So it's an accelerated aging.
I want to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, I want you to put in your words what you hope both clinicians and lay people take away from this research so that we don't go too far out on a limb and say things that we don't want to say. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514. Again, 1-800-516-0514.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. So I think I really butchered my guest's name today. I have to apologize. So we're talking with Dr. Fatima Perez de Heredia Benedicte. Did I say that right? Is that right?
You say it right.
Okay, okay. And we've been talking about unsaturated fatty acids, but more specifically certain types of fatty acids, some that are found in olive oil, and obviously those that are found in fatty fishes, especially salmon. So I understand that your interview with a media contact yielded absurd statements like, hey, just eat salmon twice a week and you're good. What do you want lay people and clinicians to take away from this research?
Well, I think research like this, not only our research, but similar to this, always end up insisting on the same thing, at least in the way I see it. This problem like obesity and other non-communicable chronic diseases that have a very strong environmental component and highly linked to lifestyle. I think the solution is a three-legged table. One would be prevention, the first line, because these diseases have such a complex treatment and the prognosis is not always easy. So the first leg would be in prevention. We need to intervene into educating people in healthy lifestyles, healthy diets especially, and increase certain the intake of certain types of food, as you say, fatty fish, but I would say not just salmon. I wouldn't recommend people to have 2 or 3 portions of salmon a week. I would say have as many different varieties as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Salmon, anchovies, sardines, mackerel, because the more varied, the better. Also, we have some people who are not so convinced about this eating fish. They will tell you, well, salmon and other big fish tend to accumulate pollutants and chemicals, and that can be true. But if you incorporate as many varieties as possible, then you're minimizing that risk. So I would say educate into making diets as varied as possible, including all types of fresh foods, and within each group of food, as many different types as possible. So that would be the first leg. The second leg would be once the disease is there, for example, once obesity is there, intervention through lifestyle. That's also very important. We need to get people to be aware of what's good for them, but we also need to make it attractive to them. We need to make it affordable. So you mentioned general audience and clinicians, and I would say let's put in the equation politicians as well. For some people, having a healthy lifestyle, having a higher levels of physical activity, or having a appropriate dietary pattern is unaffordable. So we need to work on that aspect as well. And then sometimes, even if we can implement a healthy lifestyle habits, we will still need extra help, maybe from supplements, maybe from medicine. So the third leg could probably be the use of supplements. And I think in this case, especially the 2-hydroxyoleic acid, is looking at very promising, and it could be the source of nutraceuticals, not in the future, but in the present or in a very near future.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a very interesting nutraceutical ingredient.
Yeah. And you know, we have places here in the United States that we call food deserts because the selection of food is very, very limited. These are usually the socioeconomically challenged areas of the United States where all you have is fast food restaurants. And companies like Whole Foods and Lucky's and Trader Joe's, they don't even want to put stores in those neighborhoods because these neighborhoods have some very serious challenges. So I agree with you, but I disagree with you at the same time. It's not a matter of people not having the money to buy the right foods. It's access to the right foods. This is really the challenge because you have people.
You're right. It's a broader aspect.
Yes. And until, and you know, we keep talking about, well, these people need more. No, these people have the money to spend on the wrong foods. They're buying the wrong foods. But we need industries to say, look, we're going to start putting stores in neighborhoods that right now, projecting forward, it doesn't make economic sense for us because these people will start shopping there once they understand the importance of the quality of their food and the linkage to their diseases. But we need the industries, not government subsidy, more money. It's not a matter of having more money for these people. It's having access to the right foods. They don't have that in these neighborhoods. They just don't have it.
Yes and no. But if you look, if you go to just any supermarket and you look at the prices of different groups of food, fish, for example, fresh fruits and vegetables are way more expensive than bakery products, than bags of crisps, or even pre-made. So there is a question of affordability as well, because buying one portion of fish can have the same price as, I don't know, as 2 pizzas. And with 2 pizzas, you feed a family. With 1 portion of fish, you don't.
It's
a combination.
It's a balancing act. You're right. You're right. And pizza is horrible. And the reality is that people don't cook anymore. That's the other problem here. So
it's getting harder and harder to have the time stove and cook.
You can buy a whole chicken sometimes for $6 to $8. That would feed a whole family with some broccoli and some other things. But then who comes home and cooks it? There's nobody home anymore. Everybody's working as fast as they can.
Exactly.
It's really sad.
We don't have the time. We used to go shopping every day, get fresh food, take it home, and then there would be always someone in the house,
right,
in the family, and that gets the time to do that.
We need a renaissance.
Do the fresh shopping and do the fresh cooking. We cannot do that anymore. Well, we could do it, but it requires being really
organized and planning. Organized and planning.
You have to be very well organized, and you have to dedicate a lot of time on top of your job duties. Like I used to, when I was living on my own, when I was single, I would dedicate Sunday. Sunday was my cooking day.
Yes.
So I would cook for the whole week and stock all my fresh in the freezer. I would have very nice, healthy, wholesome meals for the whole week. Now I find it very hard. Now that I have to take care of family and a baby and my job and everything, it's more difficult.
Yes, food preparation is critical for health. We've done shows, entire shows, just on food prep. And, there are amazing devices out there, like the crock pot. The crock pot. You know, you put your chicken and your vegetables, you leave for work, you come home, it's ready for the family to eat. More people should be looking at the crock pot than everybody should have a crock pot in their house. Because you can cook 3 or 4 meals a week just in your crock pot. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
I don't think I've ever seen one.
You don't
think so? Language thing. Maybe they call it, here in the UK, it's called a different.
Maybe we cook it, you call it, so a crock pot is just a big pot, and it slow cooks like 140 to 160 degrees, and you could put everything in there in the morning frozen, and put the lid on it, and turn it on for 8 hours, and plug it in, go to work, and come home and have a complete hot meal waiting for you just to put on people's plates and eat. I cook ground beef and vegetables in my crock pot. I cook chicken and vegetables in my crock pot. You could cook anything you want in your crock pot. It's fantastic. So, anyway, listen.
We do it at home. We use the slow cooker a lot. Like, we leave it at night before going, and then the next day we have our dinner ready.
Yes, 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 yes. You can use it all day long for every single meal. Look, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. This has been a very, very interesting discussion.
Oh, thank you for your interest in our work.
Take care.
It was fun. Bye.
Bye-bye. Interesting discussion. Keeps coming back to lifestyle. Doctors complain that they can't get patients to take their medication. Patient compliance is a big deal. How do you get people to comply with changing their lifestyle? It's difficult. It's going to be difficult. But you know what? There's really not going to be any other answer for our civilization to get healthy and live long. But that's the discussion of another show. I want to thank everybody for listening today. Thanks to Dr. Jeff Galini for the first half hour. Reach out to Jeff at superhumanradio.com. You can reach him down at the bottom of the page. You'll see the Ask the Scientist banner ad. Click that and send him a message. We'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thanks for listening today.